So again, in this meditation, we will examine the emptiness again, Vipassana. We'll break this session up in two. So the first half, we dedicate to the shamatha practice. So find yourself a comfortable seat of relaxation. And so with your eyes closed or eyes open, you can choose your preferred object of the shamatha, whether it's the breath or the mind, or the objectless shamatha, awareness of awareness. If you like, you can start out with stabilizing the mind with some breathing awareness, and then go further into one of the other two shamatha practices, whether it's the mind or the awareness itself. Remember, you can always fall back onto the breath as having the breath as the basis. And then you can try one of the other two, the mind or awareness. We can have a couple of minutes break before going into the Vipassana. And then we can go back to the relaxation for the body, stillness and focus for the mind. And then we'll examine how we as a person exist, how I or me exists. And whether it can be found or not. So imagine a person coming up to you, and saying all these kind and nice words to you, because you've done something virtuous, you did something good, and this person has recognized and has seen that good action of yours. So this person comes up to you and says, "You're such a great person. What you did was really, really good. and they look at you, might even shake your hand or give you a hug. And you can see that they really appreciate what you've done. And they look into your eyes and with complete honesty and kindness says, "Thank you." So imagine that scenario and recall how you usually get this feeling of, I did something good. I did something nice. That was a really good thing for my part. Sometimes we can get a really strong sense of me when this happens, when we get a lot of praise, a lot of good words. So try to generate this sense of me or I when you hear all these good things. You might get a feeling that, wow, I did something good and they appreciated something that I did. In fact, I'm a pretty good person. That's a good feeling, isn't it? Perhaps, especially if there's an attractive person coming up to you and say that. So this sense of me, this I, can it be found somewhere? Can it be found somewhere within the body? Can it be found somewhere in the mind? This person that comes up to you and addresses you, they look into your eyes. What are they actually referring to? Your body? Or your mind? Where is this I that is feeling so good and so praised? Maybe it's the warmth of the chest that you get when they praise you. When your cheek blushes a little bit for being admired or for being praised. For the eyes, Or maybe somewhere in the mind. Just do a thorough check in the body and mind and see if you can find this I that is being praised. And if you lose the focus, you can go back to the scenario of somebody coming up to you and praises you for something good that you've done. And you can try to do the search again. First, try to get this feeling of I, a strong sense of I. And then you do the search again. And if you feel that you somehow maybe have found it somewhere in the body or mind, or both the body and mind as a collection, again, see for yourself that this I that is being so praised and that feels so good has this body and has this mind. I did something good. Who is this I that did that good thing? Because there's definitely this strong sense of me that did something good, that did something great. If you can't find it, just stay on that feeling of not being able to find this I, this strong sense of me. So really, is there anything else than a body and a mind? What else is there, really? So what does this strong sense of me depend upon in order to exist? How does this I come into existence? Is it just one part of the mind that is labeling the body and mind as me? This concept of me, is it really anything more than just a label?